It's 4:25, and this is Dr. Fraser Crane. Roz, who's our next caller?
We have Hank on line 3.
He's having trouble with his neighbors.
Hello, Hank. I'm listening.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello, am I on?
Hank, listen, turn down your radio and just talk into your phone.
Hello?
Hank, please, you won't be able to hear yourself. We're on a 7-second delay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, for crying out loud. Thank you, Hank. People, would you please turn off your damn radios? Just those of you who are calling in. Roz, who's our next caller?
We have Marco on line 2. He's having problems with his relationship.
Hello, Marco. I'm listening.
Well, I started seeing this woman 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years. It was around Thanksgiving. Yeah, right. The leaves were off the trees and they...
Close enough. What is your problem, Marco?
Well, it's not really my problem. It's more like her problem. Lately, she keeps pressing me for a commitment.
What's holding you back?
I don't know. I guess I just want to keep my options open. You know, in case somebody better comes along.
Somebody better comes along. Somebody better comes along. Marco, do you hear yourself?
No, I turned my radio off after you blasted that other guy.
Well, listen, I suggest you give your motives a thorough examination. And if you can't commit, it's best for both of you to break it off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you for your call. Tell me, listeners, what is it with guys like that? Hey, Roz, you've been around the block a few times. You ever run into a guy like Marco?
Oh, they're all Marcos. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Marco.
Oh, come on. I mean, if that were so, then no one would be having a relationship.
Well, I'm not. My sister's not. None of my friends are. I've seen the future, and its name is Marco.
What do you think, Seattle? Are there any non-Marcos out there? Or is Roz here destined to live a life of hopeless, loveless spinsterhood? Back after this.
Gee, I just love it when you include me in your show.
This is really weird. It's not even Halloween yet. Do we really have to do this now?
If we're going to have a picture for the Christmas card, we got to make it look like Christmas.
I don't know why we just can't do it my wife and I did. Put Fraser and Niles in matching sweaters and sit them on the hood of the old Packard.
Well, this year we're going to be a little more artistic, all right?
Where the hell is Fraser anyway? I could use some help here.
He's still napping. My grandfather used to nap every afternoon. He lived to be 93.
Really?
He'd lie there on the sofa and you couldn't wake him for the world. Grammy would say he might as well be a dead man. Then, of course, one day, we couldn't wake him. He really was a dead man. Poor Grammy. For weeks, she kept insisting, he's napping.
Okay, I'm gonna turn it on.
Oh, it's lovely. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Excuse me. Exactly how long have I been asleep?
Good, you're up. Now we can get this picture taken.
What picture?
The picture for the Christmas card. We told you about it last week, remember?
Oh, right.
Now, the theme this year is Santa's workshop. Everybody put on your little elf hats.
I am not putting this on my head. I mean, for God's sake, I'm a respected professional.
But if you don't, it'll look stupid.
Oh, I think the ship has already sailed on it.
Just put the hat on, Fraser.
You can't tell me what to do.
I am telling you, put the hat on.
No, look, the days are past where you can just sit me on top of some stupid old Packard and make me wear a matching sweater with my little brother.
Boys, please, don't fight. Are you forgetting what day it is?
It's October 21st.
Can we just get the picture taken, please?
All right, I've got it all set. 15 seconds, gents. Oh, wait, there's something missing. Where's Eddie?
Oh, he's in the bathroom getting a drink. Eddie!
can always pray there's a postal strike. Well, that's just about it for today. This is Dr. Fraser Crane saying go on out there and make it a great evening, Seattle.
Hey, before you go, there's a fan in the hall who'd like your autograph.
Oh, God, save me from my adoring fans. Oh, but not from the adorable ones. Hello, my producer told me you wanted an autograph. How should I make this out?
You disgust me, you parasitic fraud.
Well, that's certainly different from the usual best regards.
Wait a minute, don't walk away from me. For once you're going to face the consequences of what happens after you hang up on your callers.
What consequences? What are you talking about?
I'm Marco's girlfriend. Excuse me, ex-girlfriend, thanks to you.
Marco, you mean the Marco who didn't want to commit Marco?
God, you damn radio shrinks. You couldn't just tell him to stick with it. That kind of advice doesn't get big ratings. No, break up with her, get on with your life, and ruin hers. Now, that's entertainment.
Now, just hold on 1 minute. Did you actually listen to the show?
No, but Marco told me what you said.
Oh, he did he? Mm. Did he also mention that he said that he was only staying with you to keep his options open? Because that's what he told me. To be exact, he said he was only staying with you until somebody better came along.
He said that?
He said that to most of Seattle. Apparently, you're the only one who missed it.
So, it wasn't that he didn't want to commit. He just didn't want to commit to me.
Well, I'm terribly sorry I had to tell you, but at least now you know the truth. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't cry. Look, you're in a place of business here.
Can I?
Oh, no, don't go there. Look, this is not your fault. You're a terrifically attractive young woman. I mean, maybe a bit over-emotional. Oh, yes, there, there. Shh. Listen, can I get you something? A drink of water?
No.
M&M's?
Plain or peanut?
Whichever you like.
Peanut. Oh. Oh, God, I should have seen this coming. I mean, the guy practically had a coronary when I brought a toothbrush over to keep at his apartment. Thank you. You want one?
Oh, no, thanks. Why don't you have a seat?
Thank you.
Well, listen, if he was that resistant, why did you stay with him?
I have a lot invested in him.
Yes, but that's no reason to settle for someone who isn't madly in love with you.
Well, right now, I'm not sure there are any men out there who are actually capable of falling madly in love.
Well, of course there are. You know, on the most basic level, men and women are the same. We both need to be loved and to love someone. We both want to feel that we matter to someone and that someone matters to us. And making a commitment to another human being is the ultimate expression of our humanity.
Wow. Your wife is really lucky.
Well, I'm sure she'd say the same thing, especially now that our marriage is over. Well, maybe I will have one of those M&Ms.
Oh, boy. Why are relationships always so hard? Hey. You like the yellow ones too, huh?
Yeah, you know, people try to tell you they're the same.
I know.
Well, but they're not, are they? Well, you know, relationships don't always have to be so hard. I remember back in med school, I heard of a documented case where a man and a woman met, got along, and actually lived happily ever after.
Yeah, I don't mind the happily ever after part. It was the dating part. If I have to tell one more stranger the fascinating story of my life over Northern Italian cuisine, I'm going to choke on a breadstick.
I know. You know, I just keep thinking that maybe we could just exchange resumes over appetizers.
Oh, half the time I'm ready to exchange goodbyes over appetizers.
Well, at least you don't get stuck with a bell.
God, you haven't dated much lately, have you?
No. I usually end up in restaurants alone.
Oh, I can't do that. No. I even have to turn on the TV at home, so at least it feels like there's someone else in the room.
Is that what you'll be doing tonight?
Well, unless I just keep eating M&Ms, which is a distinct possibility.
Soft and supple, yet strong, right down to the beautiful almond-shaped nails. You really see all that in my hand?
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm late. I've got to go to work.
Oh, wait. We haven't decided what we're going to do tonight. Antonio's, Le Cigar Volant?
We've gone out the last few nights. Why don't we just stay in, huh?
That's a great idea. Yeah. I tell you what, I'll send Dad and Daphne off to the movies. Mm-hmm. I'll cook for you. Be at my place at 8.
Oh, I won't be able to make it till 8:30. I got to change.
Okay? No. Don't ever change. I like you just the way you are. Oh, come on. Come on. I'm a little out of practice.
I'll see you later, Vicky.
I'll dispense with the usual adolescent teasing and come straight to the point. Who was that Babel Rama?
Niles, please don't try to be hip. You remind me of Bob Hope when he dresses up as the Fonz. Her name is Catherine.
So? How long have you known her?
3 days.
Have you two,
No, as if it's any of your business.
But you're,
Well, yes, soon.
We are talking about...
Of course we are.
Sex, right?
Yes!
Oh. So, how did you two meet?
Well, it was one of those funny things. She came down to the radio station to chew me out.
You're kidding.
No, a few days earlier, her boyfriend had called into the show, and I advised him to break up with her.
Frasier, where are your ethics? You can't date someone who's involved with one of your patients.
Marco is not a patient. He's a caller. There's a huge difference. I talked to him days before I met Catherine.
Mm. Rationalization, the last refuge of an unsound argument.
Oh, rationalization. Is that what you're going to call now?
That kind of rationalization
that you've always done in our time. Oh, no, I am not rationalizing. There's nothing wrong here.
As long as your conscience is clear, I'm not sure mine would be.
Well, frankly, I don't care about your conscience. And I don't need your approval. I don't need you to like it. In fact, I don't need you for anything. Oh, by the way, Niles, my car's in the shop. I need you to give me a ride home tonight.
No problem.
Twenty seconds, and I've got news for you. Marco's on line two.
Marco?
Oh, you know, the guy you got out of the way so you could keep his girlfriend for yourself. 10 seconds.
I'm not talking to him. I don't want to talk to him. There's no way I'm talking to him.
3, 2.
Hi, we're back. Roz, whom do we have on the line?
We have Marco on line 2.
Who's this on line 3?
Oh, Todd. Oops, darn, we lost Todd. But lucky for you, we still have Marco on line 2.
Thank you, Roz. Hello, Marco.
Hi, Dr. Crane. I spoke to you the other day, and I took your advice. I broke up with my girlfriend.
Well, what can I say but, bravo, Marco! Roz, who's our next caller?
Wait. You haven't heard my problem. I think she's already dating someone else. It really makes me nuts.
What makes you think she's seeing someone else?
Well, the other night, I couldn't get her on the phone. So I drove by her house, and I saw her parked outside talking to some guy in a black BMW.
Did you get a good look at the guy?
No, it was too dark. I think I made a big mistake, Doc. Do you think I should ask her to take me back?
No. I mean, what I mean is, no. Marco, you don't want your ex-girlfriend back. You just don't want anybody else to have her. Isn't that true?
Well, I...
No, it's called jealousy, Marco. Now, you've got to stop spying on your ex-girlfriend and get on with your life. Borrow a page from my book. Move to a new city. A new state. Find out why everyone's talking about Pittsburgh. We'll be right back after these messages. What?
Gee, thanks for coming to get me, Niles.
No problem, Fraser. Just a few miles out of my way at rush hour. But I didn't mind, really. Gave me a chance to listen to your show.
I see.
I just have one question for you. Can you honestly tell me that the advice you gave Marco was based on his best interests and not on your own?
Well, that's an interesting question, Niles, and I'll tell you something. I don't care. I'm in love, and I don't care. Catherine is mine now. I'm in, and Marco's out.
You're insane, perhaps, but you just ran a stop sign.
Now we're in the middle of the intersection. I'll tell you, Niles, I haven't felt this way in ages. There's an excitement about this. I feel tingly.
What does your stomach have to say about this?
My stomach?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Ever since you were a child, if you even approached a breach of ethics, you'd get queasy. Actually, you'd get physically sick.
Well, at least when it came to ethics, I didn't get spontaneous nosebleeds.
Remember the time we lifted that dollar bill from Mom's change purse? We left quite a gruesome trail back to the treehouse that day.
But you see, Niles, you've proved my point. I'm not the least bit queasy. I'm fine. My head, my heart, my gastrointestinal system, they're all shouting the same thing. It's okay. Niles. Hmm. Niles, this is a new car?
Yes, actually it is. A patient of mine got me a huge break on a lease. Hmm. Fraser, do you have a handkerchief?
Delicious salmon Marseille I've ever tasted.
Well, then you should try my salmon chanted evening.
Oh, don't tell me you didn't say that.
No, it was just the Lafitte talking. Lafitte, don't fail me now.
No, stop, stop. So, have you ever made love in the kitchen?
Well, the dishes are done.
What? What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I'm suddenly feeling a little queasy. Maybe I'm just not a kitchen person.
Well, maybe you're just a little too warm, huh? Oh. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you look awfully warm,
oh,
too.
Oh, I am. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh.
Would you mind if we moved to the sofa? I'm not going to be outperformed by a Barca lounge. Oh, this is
yes, it is.
This is better.
Oh, yes. What? Was I kneeling on you?
Maybe I need some fresh air. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, damn, it wasn't the fish.
Well, you know, there's a bug going around.
It's not a bug.
Well, what is it, then?
It's us. Every time we touch and kiss, I get queasy.
Wait, are you telling me that the thought of making love to me makes you sick to your stomach?
Yes, but don't take it personally. It's not you. It's me. Every time I come close to breaching my ethics, I end up getting sick.
What are you talking about?
Marco called into the show today, and he said he was thinking about getting back with you, and I told him not to.
So?
Well, I just have a feeling that maybe I told him that not because it was good for him, but because it was good for me.
Oh, Fraser, who cares?
Well, I care. No. Look, any psychiatrist worth his salt would care. That's why we don't get involved with our patients. Or their girlfriends.
Are you
you saying you want to break up with me?
No, I don't want to. Like, I have to. If I don't, I'll throw up all over your shoes.
I can't believe this is happening. God, how can this be so easy for you?
Easy? This is killing me. You think I don't want to pick you up right now, carry you over to that Eames Classic, and show you why it's the best engineered chair in the world?
Well, why don't you then?
I told you I can't.
Oh, and nothing I can say will change your mind.
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, Dr. Crane. First you screw things up with Marco, and now you're dumping me? God, and to think I was going to have sex with you. And it was going to be hot. Oh, like you've never had before. I'm talking steamy, sweat dripping down your back, neighbors pounding on the walls, illegal in 48 states kind of sex. But hey, you're okay. You won't be alone tonight. No, you got your ethics. Oh, by the way, the fish was dry.
Oh, that was a cheap shot. How I envy you, Eddie. The biggest questions you face are who's going to walk me, who's going to feed me. I won't know that kind of joy for another 40 years.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, Seattle. We love you.